Yeah.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the...
I haven't heard from you in a while.
Hello?
I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
May I speak with Ulysses Neto, please?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Of course.
Thank you. Can I ask you a few questions?
As long as they're not personal.
Okay, no, they're not.
Okay.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you think you will certainly vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you think that you will not vote?
Yeah, that's going to be 100% yes.
Okay, great. Just making sure that I'm speaking with people of all ages, may I have the year that you were born?
Are we on two? What was it again? The age?
The year.
Oh, 74.
Okay, great. Can you please tell me what is your race?
I told you not to be getting all personal, Martha, and there you go. Let's go with race. So there's three, right? So it's white, black, or Asian, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go with white.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Ooh. What's the difference between Hispanic and Latino?
Okay,
I'm going to go with Hispanic. I'm going to go with Hispanic.
Okay.
Girl.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Why do I have to say this?
Those are the questions, sorry. But if you don't want to answer,
what party are you with or what?
We're an independent research company, and we're located in Miami, Florida.
Oh, how's the weather over there?
That's nice. I don't complain. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to have to say Trump.
Okay.
Yeah.
And think about...
I heard you got pretty upset, right? Because I said that. You sounded disappointed.
No problem. That's okay.
I could hear the disappointment in your voice. That was
no. No, actually, everyone has their right to do. And
I know, but no te agüites. No te agüites.
No,
you know,
okay.
This happens.
I know.
I mean, I know. You know how everything is right now con el viejito. You know, he's... Está dormido. We don't even know if he's awake sometimes. You know. Well, no más, ya por esa misma razón, mija, que es Giro, he's, I don't know, ya está muy viejo, ya está viejito. ¿Para qué te ríes? You know, it's true, that's what you're laughing.
I know, but the thing is that everywhere is not that good, so I don't complain.
Pues sí, pero ni como dicen de Guatemala, Guatepeor, ¿no? So if we get him again, pues, ay Dios, everything's gone really bad with him. So, I mean, I got no other choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state senate were held today, will you be voting for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Who's the state representative, you said?
If you're going to vote either Democratic or Republican or other.
For state representative?
No, they don't say names. Just if
they don't say?
Vote, No.
I think I would vote for Myra. I like her.
So it will be
so Myra. No, actually Myra is a Republican.
Oh, okay.
Myra Flores. She was born in Mexico, became a US citizen and now running. So I gotta admire that. She likes rifles and everything. She's a Trump supporter, so I'm going to go with her.
Okay. And I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling.
Ooh.
And a 50 is neutral.
Okay.
Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say.
Are you Sarah? Hold on here. How are you doing? You familiar? How are you doing? Your hair? No. Hey, how you doing? I want to see Gotti play right now, but she's in Atlanta. But I have a softball tournament right now in Cal Island, the same softball tournament we always do. So it's nice seeing you. Hello, I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, what were you saying?
I will read a list of names so you can rate your feelings towards. Either you can.
What were you going to make it, Marta, right? Marta?
Yes, my name is Marta.
Okay, okay. You get Marta.
So,
wait, Marta.
For Morgan Lamantia, will you give a 0 or a 50 or a 100?
I'm going to give Lamantia. I'm going to give her a 0.
Okay. Thank you. Ted Cruz?
Ooh, I didn't like Ted at the end. Like when he first started, I really didn't like him. But I have no other choice. I'm going to have to give Ted 100.
Okay, thank you. How about Donald Trump?
That's going to be 1,000.
Thank you.
Like fire. Like I'm on fire, Marta.
Okay, great. How about Greg Abbott?
Oh, Greg Abbott, another 100.
Thanks. How about Joe Biden?
I would give him a negative 100.
Okay, so it will be a 0,
no,
right?
Zero. 0, yeah. If it can go any lower, I would.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa?
Who's running against Adam Hinojosa? I know he's a Republican, right? I was going to say 0.
Okay, 0, thanks. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Oh, I approve 100%.
Strongly approve then?
Yeah, strongly. I mean, what he's doing is beautiful. Like, defying Joe Biden, man, that's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my governor. And you should be proud of yours. Your governor always backs us up, too.
Thank you.
He does. Well, he does. He's doing a hell of a job. You know, we have Florida troopers over here in Texas?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, your governor sent a couple of 100 Florida troopers, and they're here in our town. They're patrolling our border, helping us, because I'm right at the border, like where all the people are crossing.
Mm-hmm.
All the people are crossing, like thousands and thousands of people, and they come into our community in our town, and we got to house them. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
We have so many people, and it's not their fault.
Sure.
Them for letting them in. I feel bad for them. But anyways, I'm sorry, Marta. I get carried away.
No, no problem. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
Yeah, no, I would say no. I don't approve.
You will say you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden? Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colleen Allred and the Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
I would go with Ted.
Ted, okay. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
I already told them Myra's my girl.
Okay,
she's awesome.
Great.
She's quite a looker, too, I'm going to tell you. She's got to be one of the prettiest ones.
And if the elections... yes,
have
I think
seen
I
Myra Flores?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think she's cute. I think she's cute, man. She's really nice.
That's good. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
I mean, Jose is a Republican. You tricked me. I thought I mean, Jose was a Democrat for some reason. No, but see, he's a Republican. I'll vote for Republican.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be priority for the governor of Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue will be. It will be high, medium.
Let me just connect my phone because I'm about to die. Okay, Martha?
Yeah, sure.
Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute.
I appreciate your time.
All right, I'm going to be jumping because it's dying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So please indicate how high of a priority that issue will be, a high, medium, low priority, or not priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature. Do you think the issue should be for supporting public schools, a high priority, a medium priority, low, or not priority at all?
Public schools, right? Yeah, I'm going to say it's a high priority.
Okay. How about supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
I don't think it's such a priority.
So it would be low or not priority at all?
I'd be low.
Low, okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just saying if you're a woman, I'm just, you know, saying like I think it's pretty accurate. I'm sorry, Martha. I just don't want to offend you.
No, not at all. Don't worry about me. How okay. about ensuring access to affordable, quality health care?
Nah, I don't think that's a priority.
Not a priority at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Securing the border.
That's the highest priority.
Okay, great. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
Of course, I'm in South Texas.
So it will be a high one?
High one.
Okay, great. Thinking again about the election system November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Not at all. I would not support him.
Much less likely then?
Okay. What were my choices?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Let's go with much less.
Okay, great. How about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Yeah, I would. I would support that.
Much more likely?
No, that would. I wouldn't challenge anything that Greg Abbott.
Much less likely?
Yes.
Okay. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
If I would vote against abortion?
If you're more or less likely to vote to someone who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't support them.
Much less likely then?
Much less likely, yes.
Okay. How about if you're going to support someone who's much or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
Nah.
Much less likely then.
Yes. And I'm not trying to come out as racist. It's just
no,
that, don't you know, worry. I don't care for that either.
Okay, no problem. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Yes.
Much more less? Much more likely?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And are you part of any WhatsApp group or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
I only use WhatsApp for direct messages.
Okay, great. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or what?
Or what?
Yes, that's the question. I'm just reading.
Okay. Or what? I would consider myself a Republican. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I'm going to say a very strong one.
A very strong one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm gonna say, because I'm Hispanic. You know,
okay.
Marta, you're Latina. You're Latina. You're Hispanic.
I'm Latina.
Okay, from where?
My family's from El Salvador, from Central America. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're religious, right? They're Catholic or something?
They're Christian.
They're Christian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, you know how us, you know, we like to inquire our religion and stuff. So I'm gonna say, I'm conservative.
Okay, great. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My last year of school, like, what's my highest degree I have?
Mm-hmm.
I have a master's degree.
Okay, great. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Sure. My first name is Luis.
L-U-I-S, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensating for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Only if it's you, Marta.
I don't know about that, but I will try.
Why? If it's you, yes, Marta. I don't want to talk to anybody else because you sound hella cute.
Thank you.
That's the only reason why. That's the only reason why I'm still on the line, because you sound like you are a cutie.
Thank you so much, Luis. Have a great evening, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, beautiful Marta.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Take care.
You too, Mama. Tú también. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.